Frequency Cast Update.
Hi, this is Carl.
And this is Pete.
Each month, we bring you the Frequency Cast podcast, our tantalizing take on technology. The mini show you're listening to now is designed to keep you updated while we're busy working on the next show. So, Pete, what's new?
Well, it's been about a week and a half, hasn't it, since our last show?
Yes, I've been very busy since watching the sun go down.
And there's been quite a lot going on. First off, do you remember Quest TV? Does that ring any bells?
It rings a bell. Remind me.
It's a Freeview channel that's from the Discovery Channel, so it's sort of documentaries and things like that, that was actually meant to launch in May of this year, free to view on Freeview.
I remember it now, yes.
And on the morning of launch, it was due to launch at 10 o'clock, and at 9:59 they were running all these promos saying coming soon.
And then it didn't, did it? And then
that's the one. Well, they're going to have another go.
So the head. All right, they found the right button this time. Hit the red one.
So, yes, Quest Take 2 is what we're headlining.
It's a bummer when you've got colourblind technicians, isn't it? No, the red one, not the blue one. That just cut us off. Now it's going to take 3 months to get that back online.
Exactly. So, yeah, the headline here is Quest Take 2. Apparently, the end of September is now their second attempt at launching a free documentary channel on Freeview. We won't hold our breath on that one, yeah?
Well, not unless you want to go the same colour as the button, blue.
Okay, number two, remember to retune.
Remember to retune what?
Yeah, this is interesting. There's going to be an advertising campaign coming to a TV set near you soon from Freeview asking you to get ready to retune in September.
Right.
So as you may know, or you may not know as you're not a Freeview watcher yourself, every now and then they have a reshuffle of all the channels on Freeview, which means everyone suddenly loses all their channels and they all have to find them on different channel numbers. And there's a big one of these set for this September, which pretty much means there's a whole bunch of people going to be caught out and find that all the channels they're expecting to be where they're meant to be have suddenly all shuffled around. So what's actually happening this autumn, starting in early September, in preparation for the digital switchover, a bunch of channels will shift. Five is going to be one of the big ones to go. That's going to go to a different multiplex, and some of the BBC channels will all be shuffled around as well. Partly for the digital switchover, as I say, but also for the Freeview HD service, which is set to launch this December. So everything's going to be moving, and because it's such a big change, Freeview will be pushing this Remember to Retune campaign to get everyone to rescan their boxes and their Freeview tellies in September.
Well, I'm quite excited. Not really, you know.
Are you going to be ready?
No. ESPN.
ESPN, yeah, this one has really filled our mailboxes in the last couple of weeks. When we did the main show, we told you that Sky and Virgin had launched an ESPN service. Well, now two other services have launched as well. So I'm going to do a very, very quick whiz down of all of the ways you can get ESPN. We've had a heck of a lot of questions on this one, so it's worth doing. First off, Sky, the big one. They are broadcasting ESPN on channel 417. They've also got an HD version on 442. If you want to get ESPN on Sky, the charge is £9 a month if you're a Sky Sports subscriber, otherwise £12 a month.
Fantastic. And what about Virgin Media?
Okay, Virgin are running ESPN on channel 553. They also run an HD service. ESPN is going to be free to Virgin Media XL package customers. Otherwise, for those on the M or the L package, it's £10 a month, discounted down to £8 a month if you're a Sky Sports subscriber.
Right, that's okay then. BT Vision, what are they up to?
Well, they're doing pretty well, actually. They are offering ESPN for free to anyone that signs up to one of their channel packages. That's the bronze, silver or gold packages. So at the moment, that's the only way to get ESPN for free. You do have to sign up to one of the packages. The cheapest package there is the bronze package, $7.34 a month for the first 3 months. But you do get ESPN for free, which is cool.
That's good. What about top-up TV, then?
Okay, yes, you can get ESPN on top-up TV. It'll cost you an extra £9.99 a month. No discounts there, unfortunately. New customers will get the first 1 month free if they sign up by the 31st of August, though, which is good.
Nice. Right, anything I've missed? For instance, can you get it on Freeview?
Well, let's start with the things you can't get it on. You can't get it on Freesat, you can't get it on Tiscali TV, and you can't get it free to view on Sky. You can sort of get it on Freeview. So because ESPN is broadcasting on BT Vision and Top Up TV, both of which use Freeview, it's also available on Freeview if you can get it. Now, the way this used to work was Setanta used to sell a subscription card for Freeview users that had a set-top box that would accept a subscription card.
Right.
Now, ESPN aren't actually selling direct to consumers in the same way that Satanta did before they shut down. However, there is a way you can actually get ESPN on a Freeview TV or set-top box if it has a subscription card slot.
How's that then?
Well, it's all very complicated. What you have to do is get yourself something called a CAM, Conditional Access Module. If you had this for Satanta, this will work for ESPN. So this is a box that slides into your TV set and you get a subscription card. If you were previously able to get Satanta, you will be able just to go ahead and get ESPN. And what you have to do is ring Top Up TV. It's not a Top Up TV service, but you ring Top Up TV and they will activate it for you. So if you have a Freeview box with a subscription card slot that's suitable, or a digital TV that also has a suitable card slot, then you can activate your old viewing card to watch ESPN or get yourself a new viewing card. Now, the subscription is $9.99 a month and there is a £20 connection fee. Although if you've actually got your existing card still, your old Satanta card, you'll get the £20 fee waived and the first 1 month for free. A little bit complicated, so we've got a link in our blog that explains all of this nice and slowly and nice and carefully. But if you do need to activate your old Satanta card or get yourself a new card for Freeview, then you call Top Up TV. The number is 08444 152020.
Or 08444 152020.
Either of those numbers will work.
Okay, so what's next? Anything more for our update?
Yeah, actually, the next thing I've got to do is a little bit of an apology. We got an email from Dick Thompson in response to the update that we gave in the August show. He says, "You call yourself Frequency Cast, the UK's TV and tech podcast. Hang on a minute, I thought that Wales was part of the UK. So why no mention of the Welsh transmitters going digital when you gave us your last show? My local transmitter Carmel is switching over at the end of this month. So too is Priscilly. There may be others." Yes, Dick, you're absolutely right. At the start of August, we ran through some of the transmitters that were being updated, including the ones that serve Plymouth, Devon and Cornwall, which actually switched today on the 12th of August. In Wales, the Swansea transmitter switches on the 12th of August, followed by the South West Wales region and Central Wales by the end of August, and North Wales by the end of October. Yes, apologies for missing out Wales. That certainly wasn't deliberate. That's someone's research to blame. I'm not going to name any names, but that will be completely my fault. Sorry, Dick. And yes, Wales is going to be switching very, very soon. In fact, today for some transmitters.
Okay, so what's next? Anything more for our update?
Oh, yeah, I want to show you that screenshot. Look at that. That's a screenshot from iTunes.
Oh, look at whose number? What number?
Yeah.
Number 5.
We got very excited about this. So if you're an iTunes user, we are buried away on the tech news section of the iTunes podcast listing. And our numbers have been sort of fluctuating. We go up, we go down. But at the start of this month, we got to number 5, the 5th most popular tech podcast. Now, if you filter out the video podcasts, we were number 3. Woohoo!
Well, thank you very much, everyone. Everyone who's written anything for us, anyone who's voted for us, that's absolutely fantastic. And we're really quite chuffed about that, aren't we?
We are pretty chuffed. However, wouldn't it be nice to be number 1?
Well, do you reckon they can do it? We're on 3 now. I mean, I'm not going to beg you for a write-up, but, you know, if you just want to say something nice, it's up to you, isn't it?
Add a review in iTunes. We'll love you long time.
Right, anything else?
Yeah, one final thing I want to mention. Flogging your old mobile phone. Now, you may have seen all the ads on telly for things like Mizuma Mobile and
But what's this? Is this some sort of bondage? You say flogging? I mean, is this whipping? And
Not entirely. No. Getting rid of your old phone. See, if you're anything like me, I've got about half a dozen phones stuck in a drawer gathering dust that I don't use anymore. And I keep seeing these ads on the telly. We'll give you £300 for your phone. We'll get it recycled, whatever else. There are a whole number of companies that are out there that will actually pay you for your old mobile phone.
Right. Is it a good price?
Well, this is the funny thing. They're saying on telly, up to £300 for your old mobile phone, which you think, wow, that's pretty good. However, if you look into it, they'll only actually really pay you the £300 if you take in a iPhone 3G top-of-the-range phone, which, of course, no one's really going to do in their right mind. So for your average, more standard phone, yeah, they won't give you anywhere near £300. However, if you've got a phone doing nothing, it gets recycled safely and you get some cash for it. The thing to note is there are a whole bunch of companies. So there's Envirophone, PhoneBank, MoPay, Money for Your Mobile, Mizuma Mobile and so on. And they all give you different prices. What we've found is a website that lets you put in your make and model of phone and it will compare all of the prices you get from all of these different companies and see who'll give you the best deal. So we tried it with our old Nokia N85. It's not an amazingly old phone, so you can get a fairly decent price for it. And what we find here, looking at my screenshot here, is a company called PhoneBank who are doing it at 127, Mopay 125, Envirophone 124, or Money for Your Mobile for only 95 quid. So you can see using this particular service gets you the best option out of all of the available services, which is cool.
So now you're shopping around to sell?
Pretty much, absolutely. So who will pay you the highest rate for your old phone? And if you're interested, we highly recommend you go to www.sellyouroldphone.co.uk, put in your make and model, and see how much you can get for your old phone.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, bidding starts at £2. £2, right here, £2, £2, £2, £4, £4, £4, £4, £4, £4, £4, £4, £4, £4, £4, £4, £8, please.
Going, gone, and so we are.
That's it for this update. Our next full-length show is due out on the 1st of next month. Visit www.frequencycast.co.uk to sign up for more on what we've covered. Be ready for our next tantalising take on technology. Please tell your chums about us and spread the word.
Frequency Cast. Update complete.